Stewart replied, "I hope it'll be a great success." He said, "Oh, it is." He said, "It is. I'll be bringing some stuff back if you don't mind." He said, "I suppose you're going to do that for us in class." "Oh, I don't know, sir. I may if I have time." "So what do you mean if you have time?" He says, "Well, there's certain other things I've got to do yet." That evening, Nikolai saw Skeeter going down the hall right after supper. He says, "Hey, Skeeter." He said, "Well, hi, Nikolai." He said, "How is you?" "Oh," he said, "I'm just fine." He said, "What were you screaming about in there?" "Oh," he said, "I was doing a little experiment. It's nothing. It worked out just fine." He said, "You want to help me carry some test tube down and stuff?" He was sure. He said, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Well, come on." He took him into his room and loaded him down with some test tube. He says, "Take this down to the laboratory." And he said, "I'll take the other box." Skeeter started down the steps, took it to the laboratory, and finally on his way up, Nikolai was coming down. He said, "There's still another box up there if you want to bring it down." He said, "Okay." When Skeeter got back to Nikolai's room, he saw a diary on the table. Skeeter looked at it. He wondered what Nikolai had written. He looked down the hall. He wasn't coming. He quickly opened the last page and he read, "Today I have concluded my experiments. I have extracted the spirit out of my own body. It says, tomorrow or the next evening, I must get revenge for the death of my father." He said, "What? Revenge?" He said, "That..." And he closed the book quickly. He heard footsteps, and just as he turned around, "Skeeter, what are you doing?" He said, "I told you, didn't you hear?" "Oh, yes, you mean this box?" "Yes, that box." He said, "Take it down." He said, "I've got something else to take down, then I'll be all cleaned up." Finally, the two of them began to walk down the hall carrying extra bottles and so forth. "Nikolai, are you going to finish the school year out?" He says, "Why do you ask all these questions?" He said, "Well, I'm just wondering." He said, "I kind of like you." "Well, I like you too." He said, "No, you see, he said, "I can trust you, can't I?" "Oh, you know me." He said, "I'm no blabbermouth." He said, "You see, I have some unfinished business that I have to attend to." He says, "Tomorrow night." He said, "And then you're going to be back?" "Well, that I don't know. It all depends how my business turns out." He said, "Oh, I see." They met Mr. Woodward. Nikolai thanked Mr. Woodward. He says, "Thank you, Mr. Woodward, for everything." He said, "Well, I certainly learned a lot from you two, Nikolai." He says, I'm sure happy to have you with us." He said, "By the end of the school year," he says, "between the two of us, we might be able to teach some of these youngsters something." And he looked at Skeeter. He said, "Well, I'm trying to learn." He said, "You're going to have to try harder." When Skeeter went back to his room that evening, he said, "Jackie, tomorrow night, Nikolai is going back to his father's house where he has his laboratory, and he's going to kill Agar." "Oh, come on." He said, "He's going to get revenge." He said, "I read it in his diary." And he said, "Not only that, but he extracted his own spirit." So that doesn't even make sense, Peter. He said, "Anyway, I'm going to watch tomorrow night and see if he leaves." He said, "I think I'll go down and talk to him now." Skeeter went down the hall, knocked at the door. "Come in." He said, "Oh, hi, Skeeter." He said, "What do you want? I suppose you want help with chemistry." He said, "How'd you know?" And he said, "How do I know?" He says, "When is it that you don't need help?" He said, "Okay." He said, "I'll show you." So he was explaining a few things. Skeeter was looking out of the corner of his eye. And here and there he saw a few little bottles and so forth. But he noticed in the far corner of one of the shelves, there was a little greenish, bluish liquid in a bottle, a small bottle. He thought, "I wonder why he didn't take that, or if he forgot it." Finally, Nikolai said, what are you staring at? Oh, nothing. He said, did you take everything down that you wanted to get rid of? He said, I've got rid of everything. He said, yes, I'm all through with chemistry now. He said, I can concentrate on other things. He said, okay. He said, anything that's left around here you don't want? No. And that's with any chemistry test tubes or anything like that. So, what's wrong with you? Why are you asking all these questions? He said, well, in case, he said, we find something and you don't want it, he said, we throw it away, huh? I said, yeah. He said, if you find something that I don't want, you can throw it away. He said, you act as if I'm going away. He said, well, you're going to leave, you said. Oh, so I did. He said, yes, Skeeter, if you find anything in this room that belongs to the laboratory, take it down. If it doesn't, you can throw it away. He said, yeah, that is if I don't come back. He said, oh, you're going to come back. He said, I hope you do. Skeeter thanked him and left. The next evening after supper, Skeeter kept telling Jackie. And finally, Jackie was almost convinced that there was something going to happen that night. When the time came for him to turn out the lights, Skeeter had the door slightly open, and every so often he'd peek out. Jack would say, what do you see? He said, nothing. He said, oh, he's not going to do anything tonight. He said, it said so in his diary, he's going to do something. He says, well, leave the door open, we'll see. He said, but we won't even know, he may do it at midnight. He said, I got it. He said, I got it. He said, give me that string. He tied a string across the hall about 6 inches off the ground. And he tied it to the end of his bed. And there was sort of a little rattle thing that he found in his junk drawer. He said, see, when somebody kicks that, it's going to go rattle, 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 rattle. He said, you think that'll wake us up? He said, I think so. And he started to put the string across the hall when he heard a door slightly close. Uh-oh. He said, back inside. And sure enough, they saw a head stick out around the corner and look. It was Nikolai. And he looked and started down the hall. Skeeter said, Jackie, that's him. He said, come on. Old guy says, I come too. He says, no, you stay here. So Skeeter watched Nikolai disappear down the steps. And as he was going down the hall, Hugo Barnes heard something in the hall. He opened the door. He saw Skeeter disappearing down the steps. He said, hey, Horace. He said, there's something going on.
He said, what's now?
He said, that little greenhorn of mine. He said, he's going down the steps, sneaking around in the dark. He said, they're up to something.
He said, well, let them be up to something.
He says, well, I'm going to go with them. He said, I'm going to stay here, Hugo. Hugo Barnes started to leave. Went down the steps. About that time, Bowie heard something. He opened the door. He says, hey, Brandface, look. He said, there goes Hugo Barnes. He's up to some mischief. So we better follow him. He said, yeah. He says, come on. They started to follow him. By that time, they'd made enough noise that Mike and John heard something. And Mike opened the door and looked out. He says, hey, John, look. He says, it's Bowie and Brandface. He says, they're up to something. They're supposed to be in bed. He says, we better find out. He says, come on. So they start following Bowie and Brandface. Finally, Nikolai, who was way down the road already, would stop every so often and look back, and he would have a strange feeling that he was being followed. And as he looked back, everybody would hide behind bushes. Skeeter and Jackie had a strange feeling they were being followed. And every time they'd stop, they'd look back. And then Bowie and Brandface had a strange feeling they were being followed. And they would stop and hide in the bushes and look back. And finally, they went all the way down to the end. Finally, Nikolai got to the graveyard. He opened the squeaky gate and walked through. And finally, when he got to the other side, he'd look back. And he could almost see people like darting behind tombstones trying to hide. He scratched his head and thought maybe he was just seeing things. Finally, he went down the hill and up to the front door. The boys were watching. And finally, when Jackie and Skeeter looked around, they saw Bowie and Brandface. He says, hey, what are you guys doing here? Brandface says, well, what are you doing here? He said, I don't know. What are you doing here? I don't know either. He said, but there's something going on. He says, who's over there? I said, I don't know. He said, let's get over there. They went over there, and there was John and Mike. He says, what are you guys doing here? He said, we're following you. He says, what are you doing? He said, following those guys. He said, what are you guys doing? He said, following those guys. He said, what are we following everybody for? He said, because Nikolai is up there on, hey, look, the door is opening. They saw a streak of light fall across the porch. And as they looked through the bushes, they saw Agar, half smiling. Well, Nikolai. He says, good evening, Agar. He says, come in, come in. He came in. They locked the door. Skeeter and Jackie rushed up and they tried it. It was locked. Hugo Barnes finally came from behind the bushes. Hey, you guys. He said, I'm here too. He said, Hugo Barnes, what are you doing here? He says, I'm following you guys. He said, well, we're all here now. He said, he's got Nikolai in there, and he said, he's going to do something bad to him. He said, well, let's get inside. Let's open the door. He tried the door. He said, it's locked. He said, well, we've got to get in there if you think something's going to happen to him. He said, Agar killed his father, and now Nikolai is going to get even with him. As they went into the parlor, Agar says, Nikolai, I am very sorry about the accident your father had. You understand it was an accident. Nikolai smiled, yes, yes, like your accident. Oh, yes, yes, like my accident. He said, you see, your father was just one step from discovering the secrets of life and death. Yes, I know. He told me all about it and left his notes. Oh. I didn't know that. You see, he has a book downstairs also in the lab. Would you like to see it? Yes, yes, I would. They went downstairs. Agar opened the door. He says, inside. And as Nikolai walked in, there was a big, heavy piece of wood against the door. And when Nikolai turned his back, he took it and struck him over the head. And Nikolai went down. He set him up in the chair and tied him up. And finally, when he came to, he saw Agar standing there. Well, he says, this is indeed a surprise for me to finally have you as my first experiment. He said, you see, I too have discovered the last step. Nikolai just smiled. He said, are you sure, Agar? He said, I'm very sure. And he says, now I'm going to prove it. He took the big hypodermic needle, extracted some samples of blood, mixed it, and he was smiling with all of his face, half of his face smiling all the time. He knew that he was now successful. He says, now, Nikolai, we shall see. He took the greenish-blue liquid, put it in an eyedropper, that is, put it in a saucer, rather, and took some hydrochloric acid and put it in an eyedropper. He says, now you will feel torture like you've never felt torture in your life. Nikolai just smiled. He says, Nikolai, you won't smile in a minute. Nikolai said, oh, yes, I will. He says, you will feel torture. He said, I know it works. And he says, this time, he says, I'll give you a double dose. And he squeezed the eyedropper, and three or four drops went down in the saucer. He looked up. Nikolai was smiling. Well, Agar, there's something wrong. He said, it's got to work. Little did Agar know that before Nikolai came, he had already extracted the spirit out of his body. So it was almost impossible that Agar could do it now. So that's why Nikolai sat there smiling. He says, well, Agar, I'm afraid you have failed again. Agar became very excited. This time, Nikolai just smiled. He says, what's wrong? He said, it's got to work. It's got to work. He said, it worked for me. Look. And he picked up a little bottle with bluish green liquid in it. He said, that's my spirit. He said, I extracted my own spirit. said, well, you made a mistake this time. I said, you see, it didn't work. I said, but it's got to. He went to the book and he says, I did everything just right. He said, just like I did before. And as he was going through the book, he was so excited about what he was doing that Nikolai started to undo the ropes. And finally he got his hands free. And finally he reached down and tied his feet. And as Agar was bending over, talking to himself, he said, it's got to be, I did everything right. I did everything right. He said, Nikolai was sneaking up behind him. At this time, the boys were locked out. Finally, Hugo said, well, maybe there's a window open. As they looked around the place, they were all shut. In fact, some of the shutters were tightened and locked. Finally, Jackie looked around. He says, well, he said, I don't think there's any point of us saying we better get back to school. We're going to be in trouble. We're not going back to school. I'm not, said Hugo. He said, Nikolai's in there, and he said, he's one of us. He's a member of our school. He said, we can't desert him. He says, I don't know about you guys. He said, but I'm going to break a window if necessary. He said, you can't. Wait a minute, Bowie. He said, what's wrong? He said, you remember the window? Yeah. He said, over here. Come on, fellas. So all of them, Bowie and Brandface and Mike and all of them turned around the corner and ran around, and there was the window. He said, see, this is where we got out. He said, you go down into this sub-basement, and then there are steps going up, and they go to the laboratory. He says, all right, fellas, let's get down. He said, it's too far up. He said, we had a pile of boxes, and he looked at it. He said, they're all gone. Barnes looked around. He says, all right, I'm the biggest one. He says, Jackie, you're next. Let me hold your arms. You drop yourself down. And then Brandface, you, and John, you hang on to him, and we'll make a human ladder, and the rest of you crawl down. He said, human ladder? He says, yes. He said, oh, I see. You step on their shoulders, and then down to the next. Yeah, that, hey, Hugo, you're smart. He says, come on. So Hugo grabbed Jackie by the arms, and he let him down, and the next one got down and was hanging on to Jackie's feet, and the next one, and so forth, and then the little fellows, starting with Skeeter and Bowie and Brandface and Mike, start sliding down. And finally, when they all got down, the last one dropped to the floor, and then the next, and then the next, and then Hugo looked down, said, look, out of the way. Jack says, I can catch you. He says, get out of the way. He says, I can get down. He dropped down and fell to the ground. Are you all right? He says, sure, I'm all right. Skeeter said, this way. Yeah, go up the steps. Bowie looked at him. He said, what if the door's locked? He said, well, we'll get Hugo to knock it down. He says, come on. All of a sudden, they heard something upstairs that sounded like a crash. Because just then, Agar turned around and saw Nikolai standing by him. Nikolai says, oh, no, you don't. He says, you fool. And he grabbed him by the throat and shoved him against the cabinet with all the different liquids, including a little greenish-blue bottle that fell to the floor and rolled to one side and broke. It was the spirit of Agar. And along with that, on the other side of the room, was a big bottle of hydrochloric acid. It too rolled over and broke. And it so happened that the floor sloped to the middle. And from one end, there were all these liquids, including a bluish-green liquid, heading for the center, and also a hydrochloric acid solution heading to the center, where they would possibly meet. But the two were rolling over and over, knocking over tables, and finally, when Bowie and Brandface and all of them opened the door, they saw them rolling over and over, knocking everything down. Smoke began to rise from the floor, and as Nikolai looked up, while Agar had one of his good hands around his throat, choking him, he says, boys, get out of here, it's gonna blow up. He says, run. Hugo says, not yet, Nikolai. And he rushed over and grabbed Agar and threw him off. He says, now, come on, let's go. He says, out of here, fast. Nikolai started yelling at him. He says, get out fast. So the boys rushed down, all of them, and they made the ladder and started to climb out. Finally, in the commotion, as Nikolai was the last one, as he started to leave, he says, okay, we're all clear, let's go. he felt something around his ankle. He looked down and he saw Agar with that one good hand like an iron vice wrapped around his ankle. Let go! And he began to kick. The rest of the boys were going. Hugo was the last one out. He says, okay, we're all out. He said, let's go, run. He says, Nikolai said it's gonna... Nikolai? Jackie, is he down there? Jackie said, well, I thought he was back with you. He said, I thought everybody was out. And they looked around and they couldn't see Nikolai anywhere because Nikolai was being held by Agar. And as Agar pulled on him, he knocked him to the ground and the two of them started all over again. And this time, Nikolai had the best grip on him. He says, Agar, he says, you're gonna get yours for killing my father. He says, besides, he says, you see, I have already extracted my spirit. Agar looked surprised. You fooled me. He says, you didn't tell me. He said, of course not. Agar picked up a big vase of a solution and threw it at him, and Nikolai ducked, and more smoke began to rise. Nikolai knew that all the chemistry in there very shortly would blow the place to kingdom come. And just as Nikolai started for the door, he heard somebody yelling, Nikolai! Nikolai recognized Hugo Barnes's voice. He said, where are you? Nikolai yelled, get out of here! He says, run, I'm coming! Hugo reached up, he said, Jackie, give me a boost, he's coming. And as he did so, again, Nikolai looked back, but this time Agar wasn't on the floor where he left him. He was right back at the door and grabbed him just as he went out. And the two of them rolled over and over again, not realizing that the solution of hydrochloric acid and the spirit of Agar were getting closer and closer and closer to the middle of the floor. But Nikolai knew that it was a matter of seconds. When all these chemicals combined, the place would blow up. Finally, when Hugo looked back in the door, he says, all right, come on, Nikolai, give me your hand. Nikolai! And all of a sudden, there was a burst, like something exploded, and fire flew practically out the window. Hugo jumped back. He said, he's in there. He said, I'm going after him, Jackie grabbed him. He said, you're not Hugo. He said, let me alone. And he pushed Jackie aside, and Jackie said, grab him. And the kids all grabbed him and said, you can't go in there, Hugo, it's too late. Just then, there was a terrible scream. Someone like in terrible agony. They recognized the voice of Agar. And as he screamed louder and louder and louder, and then all of a sudden, it was silent. Nikolai, who looked over at the dead form of Agar, started to walk. He was all bleeding towards the door, trying to get out. And as he looked around, he knew it was too late, because in the next seconds, the whole place blew up. The boys ducked, and finally, when they looked up, they saw the whole place destroyed. Skeeter looked up, he said, hey, he said, Nikolai's in there. Hugo Barnes says, let me go, he says, Jackie says, Hugo, says, if you'd have been in there, you'd have been blown up, it was too late. He said, it was just one of those things. Yes, but I could have saved him. He said, no, you couldn't, Hugo, none of us. He said, it would just, he wouldn't come until he destroyed Agar. He says, we better get out of here and go to the school and tell Mr. Woodward and the headmaster. As the boys looked back at the smoldering ruins of the house of the dome, they started through the graveyard, and Skeeter was the only one that knew, as he passed some freshly thrown in dirt at his covered up grave, that it was the grave of the dome. And he also knew that Nikolai, his son, had sought and got revenge from Agar. And finally, when they got to the school, Mr. Woodward, who heard all the commotion, looked out, saw all these boys out here. He said, boys, what are you doing this time of the night? It's my fault, Mr. Woodward. I'll take the blame. Jackie, you again? Hugo stepped forward. No, sir, it isn't. He said, this time it's my fault. Ski said, oh, you're all wrong. It's my fault. I says, all right, it's all your fault. He says, where have you been? So finally, Hugo began to tell him what happened. He says, I can't believe it. Ski said, well, if we hadn't gone in there in the first place, he said, I'll tell you, you boys, get to bed. He says, I'll get the sheriff out there and we'll have an investigation. I'm afraid there isn't much we can do. So the next day, the boys were waiting to hear what happened. And when the sheriff came, he reported to them that Agar, of course, was killed, and so was Nikolai. Skeeter was very sad about it. And finally, when Mr. Woodward says, well, boys, we've never had anything like this happen. He said, but if some of you boys up in the upstairs dormitory part would like to go in and clean up his room, he said, I'd appreciate it. He said, I can do that. So Skeeter and Bowie and Brandface went in and began to clean up. And as they were cleaning up, taking off the spread and everything to pack it and have it washed and everything, Skeeter was the one that looked up in this shelf, and way in the corner, he saw this little bottle filled with greenish blue liquid. And as he looked at it, he picked it up. He said, hey, look, look. Bowie says, what is it?